Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, guys, good morning. Appreciate everybody being here. Obviously, like we talked about after the game there Saturday, you know, disappointing loss, disappointing start to the season. I've had a couple of, really tough outcomes, going back and being able to reevaluate the game film. The things that are showing up are definitely keeping us from being able to play to our full potential. You know, a lot of things that we're working in practice, we're not doing a good enough job of applying there on game day. A lot of self-inflicted issues. Looking back on Saturday, we turned the ball over, six times. One of them was a Hail Mary type throw there at the end of the first half. But to have six turnovers, to get in the red zone. Inside the 15-yard line twice with no points, our third down conversion rate there offensively and defensively not good enough to where it needs to be. Those things are just extremely challenging to find success. And you look in the game, first half, didn't start well. Gave up a couple explosive plays, but the guys continued to play. Came out in the second half and I thought actually moved the ball. They're offensively within some drives, but like I said, just wasn't able to finish the drives. Defensively, I thought we were able to hold them. You look at the game, and I guess one of the things that you see is even with the five turnovers that the defense had to go and defend, we gave up 10 points off of those turnovers. So there were some positives that you saw, there defensively, being able to create some stops, even in bad situations. But you look at that game, and I think defense was on the field for 39 minutes. I think they played 80 plus, 89 snaps. Just a terrible formula to play winning football. And for us and for this team, it's we're learning some hard lessons. We're having to go through some painful moments. It's challenging. We are a young team. We've got guys that are being put in positions where, with all the right intentions, are learning some tough lessons that they're having to experience. And for us, we can't allow the pain of some of our failures to go wasted. And it's what I told our team yesterday. We've got to learn the lessons and we got to apply the lessons, because it's painful to come up short. It's painful to play to less of your capabilities, and you got to give credit to Wake Forest and the job that they did. But for us, we got to play better football. And there's a formula for what it is to be successful. It's something that we emphasize, we practice. The thing that's challenging a lot of things that are showing up on game day are not showing up on the practice field. You have confidence building it through the week, but then in the moment, with all the right intentions, we're not executing to the level that we're capable of. And everybody's accountable to it. As a coaching staff, we've got to continue to put our guys in a better position. And that's something that we're evaluating all things, and that's something that we met yesterday. Obviously today, as we're jumping into our game plan, continuing to build up. Hopefully, we'll get a couple of guys back here this week. Just continue to develop where we are and what we're doing. But I'm excited about the opportunity. I'm excited about the opportunity to be back at home. Excited opportunity to go out and get better and to continue to push. But we need to take a step. And it's not hard to find the areas that we need to improve in, because they're showing up here these last 3 weeks, and we've got to get it corrected so we can give ourselves the best opportunity to go out there and achieve success against a very explosive football team that's coming in here on Saturday. So
first question will be Chris. Good afternoon, Mike. Why do you think there is a lack of translation from the practice fields to the games and so many factors?
You know, I think, you know, a lot of it is the moment. And, you know, there's some guys that, you know, like I said, with all the right intentions, I mean, there's things that have shown up that, you know, when it doesn't happen in practice, you know, when it's something that, you know, guys seem, you know, very confident in, but then in the moment, you know, when we kind of operate a little bit outside of what we've done or what we repped, and, you know, it's just, you know, those are the things that guys have to maintain, you know, the focus. They've got to maintain their confidence in the fundamental things that they're being asked to do, and then just go out there and play the game the way they're capable of. And it happens, you know, it happens with everybody. There's an excitement. There's a sense of almost a positive anxiety for the opportunity that you get, you know, in the moment on game day. And, man, the guys just have to continue to believe and trust in what they've been trained to do and obviously the ability that they have to go and do it. And that's, you know, as you go through the course of a game, you'll see sometimes where – If somebody doesn't make a play or has a negative moment, to try to operate outside of it on the next chance that they get, you know, it usually hurts them more than it helps them. And those things are, you know, they're showing up too much on game day. And so, you know, we've just got to continue to learn the lesson. And yeah, if as a coach, you sit there, you point it out, you know, you work to get the correction, you continue to drill it. And as a player, you know, you take that lesson and you've got to build confidence even through some of the painful moments that you experience. And it's the same thing for us as a coaching staff. You know, there were some good calls that might not have worked out the way that we wanted to, and there's some bad calls that we made, and you know, those are things that, you know, we've got to make sure that we're getting better. You know, we're continuing to learn the identity of this team. You know, we're continuing to, you know, we've seen some real positive traits that have showed up throughout the first three games, but for us, you know, we've got to be able to consistently stack that those positive and not have those self-inflicted you know, issues and challenges that are really hurting us.
Mike, you'd mentioned having the players continue to trust what you guys are doing, what you're teaching them. How difficult is that? How do you go about continuing to do that when the results are not matching up with what you guys are doing in practice and what you're coaching them?
Well, I mean, you see in the results. You know, guys understand what they're being asked to do, and in the moment, if we're not getting an opportunity to put that on display, you know, they fully understand, and there is a belief and a trust in what we're doing and what we're asking them to do. And it's almost through the painful example of failure at times that it, you know, it has to continue to cement that, and it just to the repetition of it, and you know believing through some of the times with all the right intentions where we're not able to execute, or you know, and it's the same thing with coaches. You know, I've never sat there in a game and called a play thinking, well, no, this one's not going to work. You know, you always have a belief of what it should be, and you know, things that you prepped, things that you've you know, with the film study, but you know, sometimes it's not the best call. And so, what are you doing as a coach to learn from that lesson? And all the right intentions, but you got to make sure that you are growing from that. And you know, I believe in the process of how we prepare. I believe in the process of how we, you know, adapt and adjust throughout the course of a game. It's the same for players and coaches. And so I don't think it's a question of the belief of what we're doing. It's some of the examples that we're getting is just further cementing the reasons why we need to do that. And those are things that, like I said, they're valuable lessons, but they're hard lessons to have to go through.
Coach, penalties have been a problem that have helped stop your drives. In the beginning of camp, you had officials calling penalties in scrimmages and in drills. Are you considering employing that moving forward?
It's something we definitely have talked about, and making sure that, you know, you get both sides of the field in practice. So you know, with offensively and defensively, so it's not as much in camp. It's a little bit easier just with the number of officials you can get out for a practice. You know, but now having two separate groups, it's something that's a little bit more challenging to do. But you know, we're addressing, you know, we're addressing, as coaches, you know when penalties are occurring. And, you know, the thing that we've got to eliminate is are the focus penalties. And, you know, those this last week were reduced. We were on the road, didn't have the false start penalties, the alignment issues. We had one where we got our tackle was called for being too deep into the backfield once. But those penalties were reduced. The killers in the game, there was two penalties with the running into the punter, that being a 15-yard personal foul, extended a drive. We were off the field, huge play in the game, and then the third down where we got called for the unnecessary roughness. That's an absolute judgment call. There's no intent in my opinion in that, those are two major plays in the game that we just have to make sure we're putting ourselves in the right spot. And I do think our guys, and they're aware of it. We're working to continue to keep our hands tight. The special teams penalties were technique issues, and those are things that we hit on it, we talk about it, we drill it. But when it's not showing up on game day, those are very similar to the question Gene asked. Those are things that have to be cemented in our mind that, this is where it is costing us. So, and this is the reason why. So, those are things that we got to just have to continue to work through. But, we address every penalty with accountability there, as we're seeing in practice. And, we've got to continue to emphasize that, and it's got to show up there on Saturday.
It was the second straight week the offense struggled in third and short. When you go back and look at those, are those you talked about a little bit of everything kind of going into the problems? Was that more play call? Is that more the plays there, not execution? What are these struggles there?
There's some looking back at those situations. There were some things that we've got to do a better job of making sure that we're trusting our fundamentals, trusting our footwork. There's always something in each play that's going to show up that you'd like to execute better. There's a couple of them that you need maybe a different selection in play thought. But at the end of the day, you go back and if you press pause, you feel good about what should be coming. You got to give credit to the opponent of what we're playing, they made some good plays, but in those short yardage situations, we got to find a way to convert, and that's something that's been in the first three games. It's probably one of the worst things that we've done offensively. Just in our conversion in those third and one to two, in that one to two range, and we got to get that corrected. We know it's a huge emphasis. It's got to show up this week, but we did not do a very good job of that there on Saturday.
Coach, there's photos of you guys getting off the bus. The players had shirts that said, "We're all we got. We're all we need." Are you involved in sort of that stuff getting approved? And was that part of the messaging and the meeting Friday night? Kind of backs against the wall, us against the world.
It has nothing. That was something that we did at the beginning of the fall camp. And you go on the road. It's always a challenge. And you're not in control, like we talked about last week. The atmosphere of what all that's going to be, the things that the uncontrollables, and really all you have when you're on the road is yourself. And that's what you have to focus on. And for any other messaging, it's the reality. And the guys that you have on that plane, the guys that you have at that stadium, that's what you have to rely on. That's what you have to believe in. That's what you got to trust. And those are guys that have to go out there and take care of business. And if we do that, then it will be all that we need.
When looking back at the turnovers, were those more decisions, poor decisions, or fundamentals? And particularly, like on the pass to Jayshon, was he open originally and it was just too late, or was that not open in the first place?
The three fumbles were definitely no decisions on that. Those are things that we gotta clean up in regards to how we're protecting the football. The play to Jayshon, that was one that. They were in a one high shell. The safety did a good job of robbing down. I think that as you look at it, McKenzie, if you get a chance to run through that one again, and that's one of those situations. You look back and that was where Jordan got pulled off the field in the moment, from the official. And, all in all, we'd probably like to, we had the play call and then the quick change. And, at the end of the day, just another opportunity to remind, if I've never had an official pull a player off the field, but if that happens, Jordan needs to get down. And and I tried to get him there right at the sideline to get down, but he's off the field and the clock's running. So it's a mixture of all. And, it's one of those things that we can't have happen, and that's, there were a couple of decisions that were made that you can understand the reasoning, you could see it, but, we just got to continue to grow and get better and making sure that we're owning the football and not giving up the short field or losing those possessions.
Back to your left for Brendan.
How is Jordan feeling, and do you anticipate him being available this week?
We're going to see how it goes. He was sore yesterday, and that's one of the things that, with Jordan, we knew going into this past week, we wanted to get him, good work. And, I know I addressed that a little bit after the game, but, he wasn't available all week last week. So, continuing to work through what that looks like. Obviously this week we'll see where that goes. It's been one of the challenging things here at the beginning of the season is just knowing the availability and consistency there at that position. And, we got to play better at quarterback and, we got to coach better and we've got to, do all those things. And so, I definitely believe in the guys that we have and, what's ahead of us. And, we'll get a better sense of where Jordan is as the week goes on. And, definitely excited about, making sure with McKenzie, we're doing the things necessary to be able to help him and how we're playing around him as well. And, just continue to let those guys develop and grow. But you got a lot of confidence in who we have at the quarterback position. And, we just got to go out there and continue to grow and develop and play well.
Yeah. When you're without a couple of your starting linemen during the week, how does it affect your game plan or that real small play calling at critical moments?
Yeah, when you the offensive line, the continuity that you have up there is important. And last week there were some availability issues that we were working through that we felt that there would be a good chance to have a couple guys back, and it didn't work out that way. And so you have a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C. And we found and hit all plans throughout the course of our prep. And it's one of those things that as a coach you get to adapt and adjust to it. But I think there was probably four or five lineups that we had with the offensive line throughout the course of the game there on Saturday, and that's not something that you really want to do, but we've got to we're trying to find those best combinations for us to go out there and be able to execute at the level that we're capable of and making sure we're putting our guys in the best position to go and have that success. So hopefully this week we'll be able to add to those guys that of who's able to play on Saturday and just continue to help grow and and have those plans available, because it's a game of football and there's gonna be games that you'll have a position that might get hit to injuries, and we just have to continue to work and put our guys in the best position as a coaching staff.
You talked after the game, there was about that 4th-and-2 call with McKenzie running, and you said you made a comment about reflecting on play calling. Does Kenny call all the plays? Do you guys discuss them? How does that process work during a game?
It's a collaborative effort. Coach Dillingham does a great job in that, and we try to be very specific on our thoughts throughout the course of the week, and I believe in what we do, and I believe in how we do it. And we go back and we continue to evaluate all things and every call. And there were some really good play calls that didn't work out well, and then there were some play calls that we've got to be better at. And so it's a collaborative effort. You guys know my background's on the offensive side of ball. I'm always going to be heavily involved in what we're doing, whether that's calling all the plays, calling some of the plays, calling none of the plays. I'm still going to be very, very involved, and so that's something that we're working through, and I've got all the confidence in the world in what we're doing and how we're doing it.
Stay over there for Avalon.
You know, last season, your guys' calling card was those first drives of games and second halves. You guys seemed to always score on them. Jacksonville State, you called up something good on the first drive. It just didn't work out, unfortunately. But why is there that lack of production, you think, on these opening drives, whether it's the first half or the second half for you guys right now?
Well, I mean, you know, I think when you look at them, I mean, the first drive of this week, we've fumbled. We had a good first play, fumbled after a decent game there on the second play. I felt pretty good about where that was going to go. Second half, just starting off second half, we moved the ball and just haven't been able to finish some of those drives. It goes back to us being able to finish as we are getting rolling in those moments and some of those critical situations and some critical mistakes have showed up in those times. We want to start better. You look at the opening drive of the Notre Dame game, we had a couple mistakes that showed up that put us in long yardage situations and just weren't able to execute. But I believe in how we prepare and how we plan. Once again, we never go into it thinking that it's going to be a wasted series, but we've got to do a better job of having our guys prepared so that we can go out there and start the game well, and then also have that that great response there in the second half to whatever situation we find ourselves in.
It always seems like in sports, it's hard to have confidence unless you have success, and it's hard to have success if you don't have confidence. When you're showing them things on film, the players things on film that didn't work because technique or fundamentals, are they seeing that, or are you seeing that they're understanding why things aren't working, and is that the key to changing that?
Well, I mean, I get to watch them work, and the way that they're approaching last night's practice, the way that they approach the meeting room, these guys, they believe, and as they continue to come to work every day, I mean, that's what we're pushing for. We want to, it's not just like you consider, and when as a coaching staff, if it's a bad play call, we tell them too. I mean, we're all in this. Like, and I don't think I've ever had a game where there's not been a bad play call in it. Or maybe you would have a better option at some point. But and you have to give credit to what other teams do. If they're changing things up, they've got their game plan as well. So I mean, there's a fine balance in that. And but our guys, they see, they understand, and they know what they're being asked to do. And more than anything else, they know why. I mean, that's, you have to be able to describe the why, because if you can't answer that, then you might as well just stop, because that doesn't, that there's, that's where you don't have confidence. But when you're able to lay out the details, when you're able to lay out the reasoning behind it, when you see it have success, which we've had a lot of successful moments here in the first three games, right? We haven't finished these games, and we haven't ultimately played well enough to win, the first two, coming up, one play short, and then, obviously the last game we didn't play very well, and we still had our opportunities. And then you take the negative plays, and you're able to point out the things that we've got to continue to trust, we got to continue to believe in. And it's not just so much of what they're being asked to, but what these guys are capable of as well. And, in the moment, what you see where players are trying to almost do too much because they want it so bad. And you just got to be able to trust the things that you've been trained, trust the things that you have the confidence in yourself, and to be able to go out there and execute it. And that's why I've got confidence in where this team's going. I've got confidence in, and I'm not talking about in years from now. I'm talking about right now, and I'm talking about like this opportunity and this week. We're going to continue to work. We're going to continue to develop. We're going to continue to build upon the positives. We're going to continue to, I mean, learn from the experiences of the negative. And when you go out there on the practice field, when you go into the meeting rooms, and you're willing to invest, and then you've got a chance to get it corrected. And we're going to get it corrected.
We'll go to Bob over here on your left. Hey, Coach, I'm curious, talking about offensive linemen, younger guys, true freshmen, redshirt freshmen. Curious about their development, how close they might be to getting out there. Maybe a guy like Bryson Estes, is he potentially an option for you at guard or center?
Yeah, I mean, it's, we've got some young guys that are playing a lot of football, and we've got young guys that we brought in that we're excited about their future. But that's a tough position to come in and be able to play immediately. And there's I'm excited about you bring up Bryson, excited about him, excited about Rod Orr, the things that we're seeing. We need guys, young guys like Lloyd Willis to continue to come along. But you look at the guys that are playing, there's a lot of youth that's out there right now. And, you know, hopefully we can get Maurice back. We can get Rob Scott back, you know, and as that helps our depth and allows us to kind of push those guys, you know, into a more consistent and cohesive group in what they're being asked to do, I think that's going to help us. So, you know, we're looking at all options of who we have, but, you know, we're still working in that process.
All right, we've got time for two more. We'll go Brendan and then into Gary.
There have been a high amount of passing plays allowed through the air, big, large passing plays. Is that something schematically? Is it guys just not making plays in the right position? Is there a common theme that's kind of emerging during
that? I mean, and, you know, we've let the ball get behind us, and, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, being on top of routes, and, we're aggressive in nature of how we're playing, and, you know, one of those things that you look back and, you know, hindsight, you know, we've got to make sure we're helping our guys in all situations. And, there was, a lot of plays that we were, press bail and, playing some off coverage, and you'll be able to mix it up. But, you know, there's a combination of, what are we trying to take away? What is the play call, ask for? And then, and that's, even some of those moments where, you go through 3 weeks of film and a certain defensive call and coverage and the leverage of what we're trying to do. And then, just in the moment, to maybe not perform that technique or fundamental with the right intentions, but then allowing something that is very uncharacteristic of what we have put on display in practice and what we put on display in a lot of other moments throughout the course of a game. So those are those tough lessons. And as a coaching staff, we've got to make sure that we're evaluating our guys, the strengths and the things that we might need to assist them with, and we're always going to continue to evaluate that. So, we obviously giving up the explosive one-on-one plays that have been given up. We've got to get corrected, and so that's something that we're working towards.
All right, last one from Gary.
Yeah, Coach, can you talk a little bit about Louisville and what you expect from them and preparation for them?
Yeah, I mean, it's an explosive football team, and you look at their game Friday night. I mean, they showed great heart, great. They were very resilient in their the ending of that game was as wild of an ending as you'll probably see. But I mean, those guys they're explosive offensively. They've got probably one of the best running attacks that we'll see just with outside zone. We've obviously got to go against it last year, outside zone base. But, I mean, these guys are very well coached. I've got some really good backs. Quarterback is a dynamic player. They got big play receivers that can stretch the field. And they're going to find ways to try to create those one-on-ones as well. But, defensively, I mean, this is an extremely multiple, attack style defense. I mean, they're going to bring them for everywhere. And, you've got to be on point. You've got to be able to play with your eyes. There's going to be a lot of moving pieces for our guys up front. So it's a great challenge for them. This is going to be a game that, we've got to go out there and we've got to play clean, disciplined football. There's no time for us to be able to kick ourselves in the foot. I mean, those things. These guys are talented, and they will make us pay for any mistakes that show up. So we just got to go out there. It's going to be a physical game. It's going to be a tough man's game. We got to be great in special teams. Something that we've challenged our guys, and that's something that's got to be a calling card for us. But it's going to take a tremendous week of practice. Continuing to grow and develop, and then come 3:30 on Saturday, man, we got to throw everything we have at them. And we've got to do it playing smart, disciplined football, and if we do that, I believe in this football team and what we can accomplish.
All right, thank you,
guys.